This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There are a ton of great angles to the NCAA tournament. Mizzou takes on Drake. I almost gave the wrong team because Bradley was facing Drake. Drake, the Bulldogs, tomorrow night. We're going to have the play-by-play guy for Drake, Michael Admire, on in the next hour. But we got to give a little love to SIU Edwardsville because they're going to the NCAA tournament. Joe Pott, who works down on the Camo X side, the Cardinals radio network, is the voice of Cougars basketball. He's with us. Joe, how are you this afternoon? This is a fun story.
Man, Mark, thanks. I really appreciate it. This is, it's really cool. It's special to me, but it's really special for the Cougars.
How did they get here? How can a team like SIUE get to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, they did it by winning the conference tournament. That's the way the schools from the smaller conferences are, there's an automatic bid from these conferences, and these are the type of schools, and SIUE is in that list that's not probably going to get an at-large bid. They're not going to have enough of a strength of schedule or quality resume, if you will, to get that at-large bid. They rely on winning the conference tournament, and that's what the Cougars did.
Well, and this is – how long have they been in Division I, Joe?
This is the 17th season they've been in Division I.
But this is the first time they're in the NCAA tournament, right?
You are correct, yep.
And a real super easy draw against Houston.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. They made it nice and cushy in your first time here, right?
But you know what? You got to play the game, and who knows? The kids have just to be, really, really excited. Just to get to this tournament and to experience that environment is going to be special.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. When I was asking some guys on Sunday, because obviously it was the Saturday before that they had won the tournament, so Sunday the draw came, and I said, hey, what does it mean? What do you think about Houston? They said, actually, we've already been kind of planning for Houston. We've seen enough to think that Houston might be where they put us, and so we've been kind of game planning for a couple of days. So we're glad that we're already out and going on it. I mean, that's the attitude, right? Because it's just as you said. There's nothing to lose if you're in SIUE's shoes. They're going to go out there, they're going to play a game, and they're going to play a game to win a game.
What's their strength, this Cougar team?
Yeah, it's defense. Interestingly enough, it's defense on both sides of the ball, Houston and SIUE. Houston's got one of the best scoring defenses. They've also got one of the best field goal percent defenses that is holding the opponents, with a low shooting percentage. They're in the top 4 or 5, but SIUE is in the top 20 in both of those as well. So it is going to be a defensive battle.
Looks to be like the Cougars need a game like they played in December against Eureka, where they knocked down 17 three-pointers, Joe.
That would be nice. That would certainly go a long way, man. You're not kidding.
That's incredible, though. But look, a team, this is what I'm kind of worried about with Mizzou tomorrow night. I think Mizzou should handle Drake with no problem. I get that they're a good team. I've heard a lot about this Sturts kid. But when it comes to the physical ability of an SEC team compared to a Missouri Valley Conference or even in an Ohio Valley Conference, there's some stark differences there sometimes. That doesn't mean a team can't go on a run, get hot with three-pointers, and, go for an upset.
No, you're right. That's exactly, that's what people watch this tournament for, right? Those are the kind of things that people are looking for and people get excited about, and those are the things that grab the headlines, ultimately, as you go throughout this tournament. Because there is a reason, like I said, that these smaller schools aren't making up the list for at-large bids, because there is a difference between the Ohio Valley Conference and, in this case, the Big 12 Conference. But on one night at one point in a 10-minute stretch in the second half, it can happen.
Well, two words, Norfolk State. I mean, that's what pains me. There's no doubt about it. Hey, when do you guys play? Do you play tomorrow or Friday?
1 o'clock tomorrow.
One of the early games. Joe Pott, have fun with it. We got to get you back and talk a little Cardinal baseball at some point as well.
You got it, man. Right. I appreciate you having me.
Take care. What a blast. I think he's going to have a great time. Good for SIUE, even if they are playing a really, really talented number one seed. We're going to hook up with the play-by-play voice of the Drake Bulldogs, Michael Admire, coming up at 5:25.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.